This podcast is designed exclusively for adults. Our content revolves around cannabis, and we want to stress that we strictly adhere to the legal guidelines governing its consumption. This podcast combines humor and education to explore various aspects of cannabis. Please be advised that the information shared on this podcast is not intended as professional advice, and we strongly recommend familiarizing yourself with the specific cannabis laws and regulations applicable in your jurisdiction. The hosts of Bong Rips and Video Games want to make it clear that we consume cannabis legally within the states of New Jersey and Delaware, where we record and produce our content. While we aim to create an open and enjoyable space for conversations about cannabis, we encourage you to responsibly and lawfully engage with this substance in your own location. By choosing to listen to this podcast, you acknowledge that the content is intended for adult audiences, and we assume no responsibility for any actions taken as a result of the information provided. Stay informed, stay responsible, and enjoy Bong Rips and Video Games responsibly.
Think this is like not an everyday thing for me. I
can are
do this all
you
day.
This
and
morning
I'm so sorry
I'm in the bathroom crying in the shower.
Welcome to Sad Boy,
yeah,
BRVG. We're
will
here.
We ever really be sad?
Like, no, we aren't ever. The weed will
it's
never.
Your fucking disgusting bastards. How dare you?
You're calling me disgusting? Fuck you. You smell like honey bacon. And you're calling me disgusting? Please, my guy.
There's nothing wrong with smelling like honey bacon. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. It's fucking delicious. So fuck you. Right off the bat.
Well, this was a great way to start our episode today. How is everyone?
Fantastic,
but we got to talk. We need to talk about what transpired on Wednesday. Go ahead, Debs, because I see you raising your hand. So stand up in front of the class.
Okay, so
Jesus.
We're Fallout fans, right? We did a whole ass episode on Fallout, right?
No fucking way.
If you haven't checked out that episode about Fallout,
definitely not Fallout
fans, right? But cheap plug. If you haven't checked out the episode that we did about Fallout, please go back and go listen to that. It was really good stuff. But we had our Bible given to us in a form of a show this past week.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, are we doing spoilers, or we're just going to do that when
spoilers.
We do the episode?
I don't want to spoil anything.
You know what? I would say we keep it spoiler free for at least another week or two.
Yes.
I mean, it is still kind of fresh.
Well,
I know a lot of people are going to want to do the rewatches. You know what I mean?
That's the big thing too, because we are doing the episodic breakdown, episode by episode.
Yep.
I know the three of us are super excited. I know if anything, you know, me and Gio have played a lot of Fallout together. I played a little bit with Dabs. We've always talked about Fallout. Hell,
yeah, man.
We've even talked about doing a little something, you know, but we don't want to spoil all the fun because then you guys might steal it from us. So
true.
That's not going to happen. But yeah, you know, we're here. This is our nice little studio here. We got some cameras over here. We got some. You know, no live studio audience, though.
Not
that's
yet.
Just, yeah. No, no, no.
Not yet.
And I'm on a TV screen.
It's beautiful.
Yes,
it's
it is. Beautiful. And it's fucking Tuesday, and it's beautiful outside. Let's talk about Fallout real quick. Yeah. I think we could all agree on a rating.
This was 100 out of 10. 100 out of 10, yeah. Bro.
This shit was Spinal Tap, dog.
Yep.
Dude, yeah, it was take it to 11. Yep. Take it straight to 11. You don't even have to worry. Like,
it was...
Let me just say this. I had my mother. I watched the first four episodes, me and Ness. We watched the first four episodes. Then I waited until starting the next four. So as I waited, I rewatched those first four episodes again with Mom. Mom, somebody who knows nothing about Fallout, nothing about the lore, nothing at all about this whole fucking universe that Bethesda, the gods of Bethesda have bestowed on us.
Yep.
And she loved the fucking show.
Good.
She loved every minute of it. Like, that just comes to show that you can literally walk into this without any knowledge whatsoever of the source material and still enjoy the shit out of it.
Yep.
It's fucking amazing.
Yep.
Amazing. Absolutely. What they did.
And
absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
There was only a few little takeaways, but we'll get into that in the breakdown episodes that I have.
Yeah, we're going to do all eight, and it's going to be special because we're going to watch it. So that we're going to watch the episode, and I know some of you YouTubers are putting the whole episodes up, but you guys are already rich. So
you can handle with a video being taken down. We can't yet.
Okay. Yeah, we're not there yet. But one thing we have. Yeah, but it's very exciting. This is for us. Fallout. Jonathan Nolan, God Howard, and Bethesda and Amazon. And good on Bethesda for giving us a special Prime Day delivery for releasing it one day early.
Yes, thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Look at everything that led up, like the promo work that went into it. The website had a whole
marketing
dedicated to it where you could actually get a breakdown of each of the characters you were introduced to. The lore, you know, the specific objects that were, you know, obvious in the fucking game, as well as they broke this show down and promoted it so fucking well. It was almost impossible to fail.
Yep.
Like, they did it so well from the little promos with Walter Goggins that led to this huge enthusiasm. Reveal that none of us fucking expected out of this character, which was fucking incredible.
So, yep. Like, his enthusiasm, we're gonna delve into it,
but.
His enthusiasm was just spot on.
The only thing I gotta say is really, this is probably the last thing that I want to say. For the ones that are watching it, I want you to look at my face. Okay? Look at my face. Episode 7 explains everything.
8 and 8.
Well,
oh yeah,
mainly episode 7 because of that thing, but
yeah. And oh yeah, and fuck New Vegas. So anyways, you know, there's a lot of, you know, what's the rock com? Cody Crybabies. We're going to call them fucking Fallout Crybabies.
I'm a New Vegas Crybaby.
I'm a New Vegas Crybaby. You're,
you fucking crybaby.
I am. I don't care. That's my favorite game out of all.
Because you're excited about where it's going. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there is an entire audience out there that are upset.
Oh, I know.
With this direction. Like, it's honestly ridiculous. Like, it's a stupid reason to be upset.
And we will get into that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The breakdown episodes. But yes.
You guys watch the fucking show. Enjoy the shit of it.
Yep.
Enjoy the shit out of it. And just keep your fucking eyes out for that shit, man. We're going to be reviewing the shit. Deep dives. Deep dives.
Yep, that's deep right. Dives. That's right. And today we are talking about stoner hobbies. That's what we're talking about today, stoner hobbies.
And the first one on the list, the main thing that brought us together in the first place, video games.
Fucking gaming. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that actually takes more priority as far as like stoner hobbies.
Well, I mean, it's the main reason why we're here, right? Like, that's one of the main reasons why we started this podcast. We like to smoke weed and we like to play video games. So, like, that was the main premise.
It's a hand in hand thing. I remember being young as shit, first smoking weed and like first getting into like ciphers and shit.
Yep.
The one activity that never fucking failed us was pulling out the N64, all four remotes, and everybody going ham.
Yep.
Whether it be Smash, whether it be No Mercy, everybody got a fucking play in it, and it was fun to do. Like it was a real fun thing to do. And nobody was pissed off. There was no competitiveness.
Nope.
You were too stoned to care.
Yep. Exactly. I
loved it. Loved it.
Yep.
It's the best.
My first memory of getting into gaming as a hobby as a stoner was I was hanging out with an old buddy, Jake. I'm sure that you guys remember one of my Jake stories on another episode. But that's what we did. I would go over to his house. We would hang out. We would smoke. And then we would play a video game, regardless if it was two players or one player, because we did the whole pass the controller off thing. And that's what really got me as a stoner hobby to play video games more often. And I became an avid gamer. I'm still am to this day. I play a bunch of different fucking games and I still smoke. So they do. They go hand in hand. Absolutely.
Yeah, nothing started more comedic arguments in gaming than pass the remote.
Yep.
Because like, hold on, when I die, it's like you're never going to die. You know the game. Like, you motherfucker.
So
play.
I have to say, I only like to play after I smoke, because during smoking, you know, we play a lot of like RPGs and games that we have to completely pay attention to at the moment. So I was in Red Dead today, and I just have a hard time trying to, like, you know, because I want to smoke.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I want to smoke. I don't want to, you know, I don't, you know, but I also don't want to stop gaming. So I'm just like, oh, shit, you know, but like, I want to smoke, you know, but I think I have to start figuring out when to smoke after. But yeah.
Yeah.
I would say another one that I believe we all do have in common would be music.
Yep. Listening to music. Yep.
Jamming out to music, singing along to it, vibing out to it. Like, music is definitely like the ultimate stoner hobby. Like, at least for us, I know for a fact, because we
what's
all.
What's your go to stoner music?
Go to? Oh man,
I'll let Gio go first. Yeah.
All right. Overall, I'm a fan of really groovy and technically progressive music, like shit that, I guess, tickles the fucking brain, like you pick it apart. But I'm also a musician, so I like music that, like, there's a lot going on that I could really fucking pick apart. And when I get stoned, I really zone out into those parts. So I kind of enjoy getting high and listening to, like, gent and proggy shit like that. So things like Leprous, things like Leprous,
Corner. I thought it was Dijon.
It's gent. Fuck you.
I pronounce them as
mustard,
spelled.
You motherfucker. It's music. The jaunt.
Oh, fuck, man.
Nick Nocturnal calls it the jaunt.
Fuck those guys.
Wait, who did you say? Nick Nocturnal? Why are we giving him a fucking plug on our show?
Yeah, fuck.
Why not? I like Nick Nocturnal.
I like Nick Nocturnal too, but not enough to plug him on our show.
I like John Bon Jovi.
Watch our podcast, bro. I hope you watch the show though. Like, for
he don't smoke weed.
I don't give a fuck.
He don't smoke weed, and that dude does not look like he plays video games. But I digress. You know, if he does, you know, don't whatever. Yeah,
we love you, Nick.
No, Nick, don't. Stop. If you're watching, stop it right here at this point. And don't watch anymore.
Yeah, because then he's going to start smoking weed and then he's going to blame us for it.
Yeah, right?
Then we have to interview him.
Yeah, that's why we have a disclaimer. That's why we have a disclaimer.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Right, let me fucking finish my goddamn list.
Yeah, I'm going to let him finish his list and then I want to go.
No.
Leprous, Carnival, thing, even like aggressive shit like Hunt the Dinosaur, which is huge stoner band, like shit like that. Even fucking madness like Clowncore. Like, I know you guys have heard of Clowncore.
Yes, I have heard of Clowncore.
Fortunately.
So shit like that, that weird shit, that's the kind of shit I like to listen to when I'm stoned. But yeah, Freshie?
I'm a pothead. I'm just gonna leave with, I'm just gonna lead with that. So I listen to pothead rap. So I listen to like Cottonmouth Kings and Potluck and Twisted and Tech N9ne with his stoner stuff. I do like some of his stoner tracks that he has. I do listen to a lot of like Head PE, So, like, very underground stoner stuff. I like that stuff a lot. Like, I listen to, see, but I also like, I like ska. So I listen to a lot of 311 and Sublime and Less Than Jake and Bumpin' Uglies and stuff like that too. So my music taste is all over the place. But if I'm smoking, it's either stoner rap or ska. Those are my main two.
Dude, you remember Folly?
Yes.
You guys ever heard of band Folly?
Yes, I remember Folly.
Four.
Yep.
Fucking, yeah, I saw those guys live once, and holy shit. It was like going to a Chariot show.
Were you high?
Chariot was silent.
Were you high when you saw Folly live?
That was stoned as shit. I had to be. What about you, Sanchez? What kind of music you like?
So, in my younger years, like when I used to be, when I used
like
to
like 4 years ago, yeah,
get what about stoned. Not young no more, buddy.
He's like, you piece of shit.
Back in my day.
So, like, younger, I used to listen to a lot of grindcore when I was stoned, like the number 12.
Okay.
Remember the number 12?
Yeah,
you know,
surprisingly, yeah, number 12 looks like you. I played shows with those assholes.
I did too. You know,
yeah, they were great.
They were just great. They were easy.
They're wild. Wild, yeah, boys.
But that was then, but like now I can, you know, if I'm stoned, I kind of just want to listen to like either cowboy shit or like something electronic. And it could be like electronic EDM or like electronic rock, like Starset or stuff that like or like a specific album like Vesu by Thrice.
Pause. You said cowboy shit. What do you mean by cowboy shit?
Oh, like Marty Robbins.
You listen to that when you're stoned?
I fucking love that shit.
I could not listen to that when I'm stoned.
I got that big. I got that big iron on my hip, son.
What? Yo, get off of right there already, bro.
Way too fucking long, man.
Now here, I'm gonna drop some knowledge, Sanchez, before you say anything.
Uh-oh.
Big Iron is actually a song that's on the soundtrack to Fallout. It's a 1940s country song.
Listen, I am too busy killing things and trying not to die to be paying attention to who the fuck is singing what in Fallout, okay?
Well, Marty Robbins is one of the best, yes. Okay? One of the best. He's even got another song called The Master's Call where he talks about God striking him with lightning. It's amazing.
Yeah, hysterical.
The next hot... So I have a hobby.
Okay.
I love reading graphic novels or comic books.
I haven't read a novel or a graphic comic in a long fucking time.
I was looking at mine today.
I own many. But
we're gonna have to do a trade-off, by the way. So
yeah, hell yeah. Shit. I got so much fucking nonsense. Take your pick. Take your fucking pick. But, reading, I don't know. I think I'd be too stoned to fucking to keep track. Well, I'm fucking reading. I can't do that.
I fall asleep every time.
I see them. What the fuck? So,
that's not a hobby.
That's not necessarily a hobby. That's like a tranquilizer.
But you know, yeah. No, but you see what I like to do. I like reading the book. And if I'm about to take a nap, maybe there's like, I know it's like a 1% chance, but like there's like that little minuscule chance that I may dream a scenario that happened in that comic book. So, I mean, look, I'm not fucking bullshit. If you kind of think about it, your dreams your brain's like a memory card for what happens throughout the day. And sometimes you dream about it. Look, I'm not going to go through the whole thing with the REM cycles and shit like that. Google it. I'm not a fucking scientist, but you know,
I have the mental capacity to pay attention to that kind of conversation.
If you're a guy like me who doesn't trip and you really just want to put yourself in a new world, fucking read a comic book, smoke a joint, read a comic book, and fucking go to sleep. Because that's next hobby.
I mean,
that's my next hobby. I love to fucking sleep when I'm stoned.
That's not a hobby.
That's a hobby.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not. Sleeping, first of all, you're sleeping through your high. You're not utilizing your high when you're asleep.
I agree. I agree.
Fuck that.
No, see, here's my hobby, okay? My hobby is being creative and doing actual graphic design work because it keeps my mind moving. That's one of my hobbies.
Yeah. I can, I have to stand, you know, stand next to the homie with that one. Also being a graphic designer and, you know, illustrator and shit. That's literally another thing I love to delve into when I'm stoned is
creating,
you know, delving into a design or something.
Yes.
Because you don't know what the, like, I could start doing one thing and instead of like scrapping it, like completely flip it or switch it up in the middle
and
of
turn it into something completely something else. Yeah.
Like it's cool to see like where the mind will take you, like creatively.
Like for instance, today. Okay. So for guys that don't give a fuck about kayfabe, we record this on a Saturday.
Oh yeah, we kayfabe the shit out of this.
Shh, so, you didn't hear that.
So hanging out with a friend, we were chilling, watching Shameless, smoking weed, and I felt really creative while I was over there today. And mm-hmm. I banged out, as we all know, we do the call shit. So the virtual wrestling stuff that we do. And I banged mm-hmm. out some shirt designs for my
shout
character.
Shout out XVPW.
Yeah, shout out XVPW. Shout out JM Pro.
Shout out, come on, self-plug.
Oh, self-plug. Shout out Chris Malenko. Hi. That's my own shit. UVWA. Hi.
Shout outs.
Dude, self-plug your shit. It's okay to suck your own dick, all right, Dad? Just do it.
Don't. He really is.
I'll make sure to remind you every single time.
Thanks, Sanchez. I appreciate that. Shit. Eat awesome. A fucking dick, bro.
Bring it here.
I already told you I gotta bite you in the taint when you sign in. So. Bear yourself, motherfucker.
I'm gonna be like 4 hours making my character. What other hobbies? Because I know there's a few more hobbies that we can do.
So,
oh, dude, board games.
Yeah, board games is a good one.
Legos. I can fucking create a list. Oh man, that's actually something I fucking love doing, especially stone is Legos. Ah, yeah, it's almost therapeutic. Not for nothing.
I unfortunately don't have the patience for Legos, man. I just don't.
Really? But you'll sit there for 4 hours and create a fucking character, you piece of shit.
Or wait. Not even 4 hours creating the character. He'll spend 5 days creating a whole street with his name on it.
Actually, that took a whole day and a half.
It doesn't matter. That again, not helping your point at all.
By the way, check out Clean Street and Fallout 76, y'all. Clean Street. Yeah,
if you ever have the fucking opportunity to be an elitist and play on a PC like fucking scumfucker over here.
Right.
Oh, don't worry. You're going to be part of this Illuminati too one day. Don't worry.
No, it's okay. Look, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take your fucking idea and do it on PlayStation before you get a chance, you piece of fuck.
And we need to spread it. We need different divisions. We need different divisions. I mean, I don't know.
Clean Street anymore.
I don't know who's going to do it. I don't know who's going to do it for Xbox because I'm not. But
I still got my Xbox here.
What about exercising?
No.
So I'm indifferent with that because.
Stone?
Dude, I can't go to Planet Fitness sober. Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm an asthmatic. I fucking jog for 5 minutes stoned. I'm dead.
I can't go into public sober. What makes you think I can go to Planet Fitness sober? Ain't
you know
happening.
What? That's a cause I could get behind. Pause for the cause.
Pause for the cause. Absolutely. I'm with it. No, I got a pack of bowl.
Worth it. For
That is a cause I can get behind.
I am not going to fucking do any exercise while I'm stoned trying to breathe, cough at the same time. Fuck no.
Don't you do the cherry pickers? You could do cherry pickers.
Look, I find myself being able to regulate my breathing better high than I do sober. Because it calms my anxiety down and it doesn't have me go into a fit. You know what I mean?
See, the reason I'm able to survive as long as I am with asthma and smoking as much as I do is fucking vocal training. Not for nothing, it did help. It helped out a lot.
Vocal breathing training?
Breathing exercises.
What did you train with? A grapefruit?
Motherfucker. Melissa Cross. Do you not know who Melissa Cross is?
No.
If you do not know who Melissa Cross is, look up the Zen of Screaming. She is considered the biggest scream coach in the metal community. She's expensive as fuck to go to, but very much worth the money. She knows what the hell she's talking about. But this lady has coached Corey Taylor, Randy Blythe, like literally big fucking names. So, Melissa Cross.
You know, I once knew a guy with the last name Cross, but and his first name was Chris. Smoke.
Oh, God.
Did I tell you how much I fucking hate you today?
You hated me since I wrote that blue pen yellow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still hate you to this day.
That's okay. Listen. When you're hated, you're being talked about.
Very what true.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
But, We got Legos, drawing, music, gaming, obviously.
Smoking more.
Yeah, smoking more smoking is a good more. One. Yeah.
Smoking more, you know, you want to maintain a specific level of high. I would agree.
You know what?
I believe we all kind of like came to the conclusion that like you can only get a certain level of high, right?
Yeah. That I have said that on numerous episodes.
Okay,
yeah.
I just wanted to make sure we're still on the same fucking page as far as that
was. I've been very contradictory, but for the most part, there is a stop. Okay,
this fucking guy.
Now there is.
I have theories. Okay, I have theories. All right.
You have too many theories. A lot of them conspiracy theories.
All right, look.
Suppository is not a fucking conspiracy theory.
Okay. Listen. We are not that podcast. Can we bring it back to track, please?
But it's cannabis. It's still cannabis, though. You could stick cannabis. You could stick cannabis up your ass and get high.
No, that's alcohol.
Google it. Cannabis suppositories. They exist.
I don't want to. Let's just look. It don't exist in my world. Let's say that. We're gonna do
you
that.
You know what? If you ever get sick, because listen, you're like five shades away from like being elderly. All right, dog. All right. You are going to need that suppository when you're not going to be able to lift them twiddly fingers to go like this. So you're gonna have to stick it up
Wait
your
a
ass.
Minute.
All right.
Hey,
absolutely not.
Time out. Have you seen Cabalus's fingers in person? They're not twiddly at all.
No.
They move a lot.
Here's a good look. See? Look at how fucking direct.
Good. Now I could
he's never gonna die.
Now I could digitally restore that and get your ring size so I know when I break your finger off, I could stick it back together.
We're not in Fallout yet.
Yet.
I'm trying. I'm trying to get us there faster, right? I'm trying to get us there faster. But hey, you mentioned board games before, and I want to know, are you bringing yours?
Yeah.
Which ones are you bringing?
We'll throw Villains in there. I think we got the Squid Game as well. I'm pretty sure you have any other game.
I got Pizza Monopoly.
The fuck is Pizza Monopoly?
This podcast is getting really, really violent.
Dude. All right.
All right. This is starting to take a turn.
All right. I'm sorry. I was unaware that this podcast was, a shot in a fucking snow dome where snowflakes and shit float around all willy-nilly. I was unaware. So I apologize, motherfucker.
Apology accepted.
What Apology the fuck accepted. Is Pizza Monopoly? That's the
what the fuck? Never mind.
It's literally what it is. Okay, the house and apartment pieces are little slices of pizza. It's kind of cute.
So what are the property names, like Pepperoni Avenue and shit? Like,
I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't know. I can't remember it off the top of my head. And I'm not gonna sit here and pretend like I do.
At least he's being honest about it.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't do their fucking research.
Listen, I'm not over here. I'm not over here playing. Listen, this isn't Monopoly, Bong Rips and Monopoly.
It could be.
It should be, actually.
So many versions of Monopoly in the world. It's fucking ridiculous. Speaking of, if you guys are not aware, go back a couple of episodes. There is a fucking Monopoly Jersey City coming out eventually, so keep your eyes open for that fucking...
Actually, that's what we should be playing this week, too. Monopoly.
Monopoly?
On PlayStation.
I have it.
You know what? I'd rather play on PlayStation than play in person, because things will get physical.
All right.
How many pieces can you fit in your ass, bro? How many hotels can you fit up there?
They're pretty small. I don't know, man. Dude, they're like the size of pinto beans. All right.
That's gross.
Oh my god, that is a horrible vision.
I didn't eat them before. I'm definitely not gonna fucking
not eat them now.
Never.
Guys, always remember too that if you need to clean your bogs, make sure you go to loveyourglass.com/brvg.
Oh yeah, 420 Gio, formula.
Talk to us about the 420 formula.
Hey, we say it works.
Vault boy thumbs up and everything.
It works. No, it actually does work. It fucking is a great degreaser. It works great on fucking resonated balls and shit. Just don't let your shit get too caked up, bro. Keep up maintenance on your fucking pieces.
Like, what do you mean too caked up?
It doesn't taste like shit. What?
What's the level of cake that you need to start cleaning?
As soon as your shit starts looking like somebody may have, like, shat in it once.
Like this.
Yeah.
This start stuff here.
Yeah, you see that color? That's the color. I don't know what the box of Crayola has it marked as, but yeah, that's color.
Wow.
But yeah, don't let your water get that bad, guys. That's it. So look, as soon as it starts looking like that.
That's not even a day old. I just smoke a lot. I smoked a lot today. Sorry.
So you need to clean it more.
I haven't gotten there yet. Hey, I'm going to do that tomorrow. Gio.
Tell him what to clean it with.
You gotta clean it with fucking Formula 4.
Yes, I have 420 cleaner at the house. I'll clean it with 420 cleaner. God damn it.
You gotta use that. And if you don't got it, you gotta go to fucking loveyourglass.com and use code BRVG to get a discount.
Yes.
Okay, Freshie, make sure you clean your shit.
Yes. I will use discount. I will use the BRVG discount code at loveyourglass.com and get me some 420 cleaner. Yes,
exactly. See, because the color in your bowl does not.
Also, today, it being Tuesday, new shirts are available. You can get your Spin That Wheel and Pause for the Cause t-shirts.
Oh, yes.
A couple little surprises. The BRVG store has the most, the Clean Sanchez Media and the BRVG section has the most items at great prices. Look, I got a sticker sheet right here that I haven't even opened up yet. Okay? Look at all these stickers.
Those are good looking stickers.
These stickers are $4 each. $4 each.
How many stickers you get on a sheet?
You get 7. But if you want more stickers on one sheet, we can make that happen.
Yes.
Oh.
We can add up to like 20 stickers. They got to be little tiny, little teeny tiny ones, but.
It's cool.
Yeah. So.
Slap them all over your fucking electronics.
Yep.
Love it.
So we're not. Technically, are we spinning the wheel?
I mean, 420 is this weekend. We had certain plans in line, but we're still going to make some magic happen because, I mean, it's what we do. We fucking push forward and shit goes down. So we will be holding an episode this weekend. Some of us will be hosting the episode live, whether it be via IG or Facebook or whatever the case may be. We will be live. When we establish where we'll be live, we will let you guys know in advance. But that is the plan. We want to host a live episode for you guys for 420. Yep. So we'll see how we pull this the fuck off.
And with, we don't even have to worry anymore because the PC is fixed, guys. And I'm not even jinxing it or nothing. We had some really intense issues, but we will be live.
Oh, yes.
From an undisclosed location in New Jersey, because that's, you could legally smoke in New Jersey, but it's going to be fun. That same episode will air on Tuesday. And then starting sometime this week, you're going to see the Fallout episode breakdown. And if you want to see us break down another show where we could smoke and sesh to, sound off.
Send it off to us, bro.
We'll fucking watch it.
Yep.
We'll fucking watch it. But watch Fallout, drink water, eat your vitamins.
Oh, and by the way, one last thing. If a creepy salesman shows up at your door offering you a spot in a vault, say yes.
The fuck is wrong with you? No!
Whoa, wait a minute.
It will save your life. You will end up being able to repopulate on the surface later.
Do you hear this propaganda being spilt on this podcast?
All hail the Enclave.
That's because he's fucking Enclave support, this piece of shit. Can't stand it.
All hail the Enclave.
Raiders for life. Forgetting he's I real Enclave never tell themselves that they're Enclave unless they're Remnant. So you must be a fucking Remnant, you Remnant.
For all you guys know, I'm a synth. So
after watching this TV show, I don't want to align with the Brotherhood anymore. So
what? Before we stop anything, I need to know why. What was the fucking straw that broke the camel's back? What did it?
That knights can't have sex?
That's right.
Why do you think I've been anti-Jedi like my entire fucking like Star Wars family?
No, me too. We're gray Jedi. Well, you're Sith. No, you're Sith. A bad boy.
Sith all day.
Yeah, I'm gray Jedi.
All day, every day. But yeah, so that's why. So no sex. That's what fucking broke it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just jerk off like that guy in episode one, fucking cranking it out on the fucking...
There was other...
No shame.
There was other things, too, like realizing that they're a disorganized mess and that the ones in the East Coast are probably a lot more smarter and more put together than the ones in the West.
Well, yeah.
It is what it is. I don't know. I didn't fucking write it. They're bitches.
It's all good.
And this is why you
cannot go wrong with Raiders.
NCR forever. NCR
Raiders
forever.
For life, bro.
Well,
Raiders
see you guys. Life. See you all guys. See you guys this. See you guys this weekend. Sign it off, guys.
Yeah. Just fucking tune in, man. Stay tuned in every Tuesday, 10 a.m. Eastern. You know where to fucking find us. YouTube. If you don't know where to fucking find us, go to the description, hit those links, buy the merch, and keep spreading the fucking love.
And you could go on Rumble, too. You guys are kicking ass on Rumble.
Oh, yeah,
Rumble
absolutely. Go check us out on Rumble.
You can fucking Rumble. What's up?
Yep. What's up? WWE shit. What's up?
Rumble.